How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. This is a show about wrestling. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. And this week, we are going to be assembling the Ultimate Survivor Series team. And we have a specific way of doing that you might be familiar with from various posts on social media, with people assembling actors or athletes or whatever have you might have seen. I'm sure you've seen this format before, but we're going to do it with wrestlers. Leonard, why don't you talk a little bit about
Sure. We're going to do two teams, a face team and a heel team. And I created these lists. And everyone listed here has served on a Survivor Series team at one point or another. And we're going to do classic era. So from 1987 to 1996, first 10 years. And of course, 97 was the Montreal Screwjob and start of the Attitude Era. So that's why we're going to do that. So everyone, five starts at $5, goes down to $1. You get $15 to spend over the four categories. And I figure it would probably make the most sense if I go over all the categories and then we go back and pick, because as you're listening, you may go, why did you take that guy when you could have got that guy? Well, because I want to save money for the guy ahead. And we both know what the lists are and have been able to look at them. So for our face team, the captains, and all these guys have been captains at one point of a Survivor Series team. $5, Hulk Hogan. $4, The Ultimate Warrior. $3, Jake Roberts. $2, Lex Luger. $1, Jim Duggan. And to mention, some of the guys have worked face, some of the guys have worked heel. So I just kind of put them kind of where they fit. And surprisingly, like Jake Roberts has been more of a face during this period than he was a heel.
And Leonard, you can't take Canadian Jim Duggan. That was passed.
No. You again, you're kind of taking them during this period, the 87 to 96 period.
I
So
know
it's
that
not
you're a fan of Jim Duggan's Canada stint.
Canada period where he fished the TV title out of the trash. That was a great era for WCW and Jim Duggan's career. So enforcer, so your big guy, your power guy, $5, Bam Bam Bigelow, $4, the Big Boss Man, $3, Davey Boy Smith, $2, Hercules, $1, Ken Patera. Tag team, $5, you get the Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal, $4, you get the Steiner Brothers of Rick and Scott, $3, you can have the Rockers of Shawn Michaels and Mario Jannetty, $2, the Killer Bees of Jim Brunzell and B. Brian Blair, $1, the Bushwhackers, Luke and Butch, and then wild card. These are just some guys that I was like, got to get them in here. $5, Randy Savage. $4, Roddy Piper. $3, Tito Santana. $2, Brutus Beefcake. And $1, Coco Beware. So starting out, Chad, back to your captain. Who's your captain?
So, do I have to pick the faces or the heels, or does it not matter?
Okay, no. This is the face team. We're going to both pick a team.
Oh, okay. We're both picking a team for.
Yeah, so after we do the face team, I'll give you the heel team lineup,
Now,
which you decide on.
when I pick somebody, do you also get to pick that person if you want?
Well, we can. I was thinking yes, but if you want, we can go back and forth, and then if you take someone off the board, they're gone. Make it a little more challenging.
Well, yeah, that I mean, we don't have to do that right away, but like we could, I don't know, we could try it.
Okay, let's try that. Let's see how it goes. So since I ran it down, you can have the first pick of captain. So the next, the enforcer, I would get the first pick there. So, captain, who are you taking?
I'm going to take Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan for $5. That works for me because I wanted, well, why do you want Hogan?
To me, if you're talking about a Survivor Series team, he would be the ultimate captain because I don't know if he ever lost in any of his Survivor Series teams. So that would be a logical choice. Plus, it's Hogan and the rest of the captain list there, like, are good wrestlers, but I think if I'm creating an ultimate team, you got to have a single guy as the your main personality.
Sure. Well, my captain, I'll take Jake Roberts for $3 because
Right.
he, I think, has the most leadership qualities of all those guys, even though he was mostly a loner throughout most of his career. But he's a strategist. So I'm going to put him in as my leader. So this would mean for the enforcers, I get the first pick. And I'm going to go ahead and take Bam Bam Bigelow. I'm going to do the $5 guy because, you know, he's not only a big power dude, but especially during this period, great speed, great agility for a man his size, really cool look. I think he's kind of like a face, but an edgier face like Jake Roberts. So I think there's some chemistry there. So I'm going Bam Bam for my enforcer pick.
I like that idea. I was not going to pick him, but I will pick Davey Boy Smith for $3. And I think that if I'm going with a certain theme for this classic era, I like the idea of, you know, having two big muscular guys, you know, right away. And you have a, you know, they're from two different countries. So I like that idea as well. I think you probably could go down that road more if you really wanted to. But
yeah, we both spent $8 so far. Oh, and I forgot to mention, if you have any money left over and you want to pick a guy to be like a manager or to do a run-in, you can do that with any money you got left over. Okay. So tag team. So that's back to you going first. So who do you want tag team?
Okay. Oh, by the way, I should ask, is there a minimum amount of people I'm supposed to have?
If you spend all your money before you get to, say, the end, then you'll just be short. Like, your team will be down a guy.
Is the goal to have five or four?
The goal is to have five.
Okay.
The goal is to have five. But you could, but if you want to go in at a handicap to whatever this mythical you know, Survivor Series match might be, you can do that.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I definitely need to be, you know, more strategic then. So I'm going to choose the Rockers.
Okay. The $3.
Because that will then, you know, give me my fast-paced, high-flying guys after two big muscle guys. So.
All right, you know, I'm going different. I'm gonna spend the money. I'm going Road Warriors.
Oh, all right, wow.
Because Jake Roberts was affiliated with the Road Warriors at one time. He was a member of the Legion of Doom and managed by Paul Ellering. I can't remember if that was in Georgia or Mid-Atlantic, but at some point, I know he was part of that faction. So he has a history with the Road Warriors. Again, faces, but edgier faces. So, again, I'm trying to theme my team. So I've only got $2 left. You have $4 left as we go into the wild card.
All right. Then I am going to choose Roddy Piper as my guy. And in retrospect, I should have spent my money a different way. But because I probably could have done... Yeah, I could have done something slightly different if I really wanted to. And it would not have affected what you... You know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? Since this... Or is this set in stone? Or, you know...
If you want to go back...
So, let me take away... Let me take away the Rockers.
Okay.
And insert the Steiner Brothers.
Okay, so you're going to spend the extra dollar for the Steiner Brothers.
And so that would give me... $3
left,
and then I would be able. I'll choose Tito. So I'll have, So then I'll have Tito, who's from Mexico, and British Bulldog, who's from UK, and Hogan and the Steiners, who are from the US. So I'll think of a cool name eventually. But
you know what? I forgot about coming up with names. So I got $2 left, so I'm just going to go ahead and get Brutus Beefcake, which is not as edgy as the rest of my team, but he's a bright, colorful guy. The rest of my guys are pretty colorful. I like the haircutting gimmick. I think he can fit in on my team. So our face teams, I've got Jake Roberts, Bam Bam Bigelow, Road Warriors, and Brutus Beefcake. You have Hulk Hogan, Davey Boy Smith, the Steiner Brothers, and Tito Santana. Now, we're not saying our guys are going against each other, whatever. Those are just our teams.
Right.
So now, heel team. So, Captain, you can have Ted DiBiase for $5, Ric Flair for $4, Rick Rude for $3, Jerry Lawler for $2, Rick Martel for $1. Enforcers, you can have Andre the Giant for $5, The Undertaker for $4, Psycho Sid for $3, Big Daddy Cool Diesel for $2, King Kong Bundy for $1. For the tag teams, the Hart Foundation is $5, Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart. Demolition of Axis Smash is $4. Natural Disasters of Earthquake and Typhoon for $3. Rougeau Brothers, Jacques and Raymond for $2. Powers of Pain, Warlord and Barbarian for $1. And then your wild cards, Yokozuna $5, Vader $4, Kurt Hennig $3, Harley Race $2, and the Honky Tonk Man $1. So I get to go first this time since you went first last time with the captain's pick. And I'm going with Ric Flair because I think, you know, he's a great just overall leader. If you look at being the leader of the Four Horsemen and being in leader of War Games matches. So I think he was only in one Survivor Series match as a captain, but I'm going Ric Flair for $4.
I like that pick for mm-hmm. sure. I would have probably taken him too, but I was also leaning towards this guy. I'm going to go with Rick Rude as my captain.
Okay, you know I was not against Rude. I was looking at him too. I think he's would be underrated.
Yeah, I like Rick Rude of every era. So
yeah. Okay, so you get go for Enforcer. Who do you want?
Okay, so I am going to pick The Undertaker.
Okay. I was thinking Undertaker at one point. You know, he debuted at Survivor Series, so he has a lot of history with the pay-per-view. I'm going to go Sid. Because he has history with Ric Flair being part of the Four Horsemen. And we've talked about this in the past. Whatever you can say about Sid, the dude was always over. People were always crazy for Sid. So Sid and Ric Flair. That's my start. So I get to pick the first tag team. So I'm going... I'm really kind of between two here. But I'm going to go $4 and Demolition. I think the Hart Foundation might work better there with Rick and Sid. But I, you know, love Demolition. I think when you subtract like the face paint and all that, I think they are a tag team who has a dynamic similar to an Arn and a Tully. Even though, you know, with the face paint and all that stuff. But I think the way they work together as a team and, you know, the attitude that they have, I think could be in the ballpark of an Arn and a Tully. So I'm doing Demolition.
Yeah, I mean, Demolition is one of my favorite tag teams as well. And, you know, they are definitely deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I understand why that's hasn't mm-hmm. happened yet. They had some lawsuits there and whatnot. But yeah, they were great. I definitely miss that era. I had been debating them as well, but I figure I could go a couple different ways here. I'm gonna go with my $5 the Hart Foundation.
All right. So you have spent You've spent $12, so you have $3 left. And I have spent $11, so I have $4 left. So you get the first pick this time. Who do you want of the wild cards?
I'm going to go with Kurt Hennig. I think that having Rude and Hennig and the Hart Foundation and the Undertaker, it's very interesting looking team, but you have a lot of good technical wrestlers there, and then you have the monster, the Undertaker. I think my team wins every day, but we're not competing, Leonard. It's okay.
No, we're not competing. No. So I got $4 left. So the smart pick would probably be Vader, you would think. I would have Sid and Vader on the same team. Now, Vader and Yokozuna could have both been enforcers, but I wound up having a lot of enforcers. And since Yoko and Vader were sort of later on, you know, they came towards the end of this era that we're looking at. And I kind of looked at them later. So I was like, I'll just throw them in the wild card. So, but I could go with, say, Harley Race, because putting Race and Flair on the same team.
I thought that way too.
And then I could have a run in by somebody else, because that would give me $2 left. I could have a Diesel run in, or I could have a Rougeau brother run in by the Rougeau brothers. But I'm going to take Vader. I mean, why not? WWE Vader is not WCW Vader, or Japan Vader.
Like, but again, if I'm being honest, Leonard, if I'm thinking about your team, Flair, Sid, and Vader on the same team, if they don't kill each other before they get out there.
That's a good point. If they don't murder each other before they get out there, then maybe we've got a chance. But that's a heck of a squad right there.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, you know what? Your team would be an imposing force for sure. You have Flair, Vader, Sid, and then Demolition coming down the ramp.
Yeah. But your guys, I mean, I think outside of Undertaker, like, you know, and Jim Neidhart too, I guess. So you got like a big, you know, power guy, you got like a smaller power guy, and then you got like three fantastic technical wrestlers, three of the best technical wrestlers.
I think we put together a good match if our teams were going against each other, heel versus heel, that is.
Yes. This is a heck of a team. Although I like my heel team versus my face team, a Jake Roberts led team versus a Ric Flair led team. Has Roberts and Flair ever wrestled? That's one of those.
That's interesting. We had probably talked previously about we always stumble upon these kind of ideas of who, you know, and we will cover Dynamite and Owen Hart at some point.
Yeah, we were surprised to find that was actually a major thing. If Flair and Roberts did face each other, it was probably back in Mid-Atlantic in the really early 80s would have been when it would have been.
Yeah, because he was only in WCW for a cup of coffee.
Yeah. And I think Flair wasn't that when Flair was in WWF?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, a portion of the time.
Then, so yeah. I don't know that they would have faced each other then either. But yeah. I will look that up when we get off.
Okay, I just Googled it real quick and popped up a YouTube match. We'll have to watch it and review it. Mid-South, Ric Flair versus Jake Roberts for November 24th of 1985.
Definitely going to watch that.
Yes, and then I'm finding something else here. It says UWF. Well, that UWF would have been Mid-South as well. June 1st of 86. So we'll have to check out those matches and get back to you on those.
Absolutely. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, this was a lot of fun. I think we should do this with different eras. You know, if people are playing along with us there, they can tell us what their teams would be if we spent our money wrong or if we chose the right way. Let us know. I certainly.
Yeah. And if you think we should have bought Ken Patera, you're wrong.
Yeah. Well, yes. And, you know, if we should include Corporal Kirshner or somebody like that, just let us know.
Yeah. And we don't have to always do Survivor. We could do Survivor Series teams, but do different guys from different eras or different companies or different gimmicks and things like that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, yeah, let us know what you think in the comments. Press the like button, subscribe to our content, check out our other videos, Segment Surgery, Random Match Reviews. We are also available wherever you listen to podcasts. For Leonard, my name is Chad. Thank you for checking us out, and we will see you next week.